On Monday, the Senate slightly softened a congressional plan that would make it easier for judges to reject claims of asylum from immigrants coming to the United States. Thousands of refugees apply for asylum here each year, claiming political prosecution or violence in their home countries. But if immigration officials think their claims are false or insufficient, they're sent home. In 2001, Rosebel Manyua was sent back to Kenya, but later returned and eventually won asylum. Then she sued the government for negligence, and last week won more than $87,000. She spoke with NPR's Farai Chidea first about the fear she felt in Kenya because of her political activism.
Government officials harassing and beating on my family and threatening them to kill them and many more.
I understand there was an incident where your children were bound while you were being questioned.
Well, they stuck them together and put a plastic bag on them. That was scary.
So tell us specifically what happened to you when you came to the United States seeking asylum.
Well, it just got to a point whereby we get, one of their paperwork for the immigrants to get into the United States called the I-94. And there's a place where you have to fill in the return date. And because I wasn't planned on returning, I tried to seek help from one of the officials. That's when they started interrogating me.
What kind of interrogation?
Well, they wanted to know why I couldn't fill it up. And I told them it's because I wasn't sure whether I was going to be granted to stay as a refugee. So I didn't know what to write. And that's when one of the officials said I should have said that to the American embassy in my country, that I wanted to come here. And the purpose of coming was to come and stay.
How do you understand their reasons for sending you back? Because the U.S. officials did send you back, is that correct?
Yeah, they did send me back. But the reason why, to my understanding at the time, was because I didn't tell the American embassy in my country that I was coming to seek asylum.
Do you think that if you had gone to the U.S. embassy in Kenya and you had requested asylum, that you would have been allowed to leave the country?
No.
So you ended up coming back to the United States and suing the U.S. government. What made you decide to do that?
I believed, and I still believe, that it was always good to talk about it other than sit back and hurt from the inside, so that justice may be done, that may not happen to anybody else, not only me.
Now, the U.S. government doesn't acknowledge any wrongdoing in the suit. What lessons do you think that the U.S. government should learn from this case?
That it's always good to take time and find out before they can say, if they can send any immigrant back. It's always good to thoroughly check and listen and take the time to listen. I would want to know why they are afraid to go back. There is the fact that I said I was afraid to go back. You know, I would just focus on that point and see and help as much as I could.
Tell us a little bit more about what's going on in Kenya. From what I understand, under U.S. immigration law, people who are fleeing for political reasons are treated differently than people who are fleeing for economic reasons.
When it comes to economic reasons, there are parents there that they have lost their families because of what the country is like. When it comes to economic, they have nothing to give to their children. So some of them just, dump their children, not wanting to know what's going to happen to them. But on the other hand, when it comes to political reasons, then that's even worse. Because when you're living in a town where you know that anytime somebody can walk in and take your life, then either way, I would say they're both the same things because they cost lives. It's life costing.
Rosebel Manyua is Kenyan. She won asylum in 2002 to come to the United States. The Department of Homeland Security settled with her to pay her for what was considered negligence on her part. They acknowledge no wrongdoing. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for your time, too.
Farai Chidea, NPR News.